to tonight's show. You can connect with Take Two Radio on Twitter at Take Two Radio and at Dawn Take Two Radio. You can also look us up on Facebook at Take Two Radio. Check out our website at TakeTwoRadio.com and follow us on Blog Talk so you can stay up to the minute of each episode as we add it. Each episode is always available for download immediately following each broadcast. And you can also download every podcast on iTunes. Thank you for joining us. Hello, and welcome to Take Two Radio. And I am co-host Dawn tonight, taking the reins from Miss Pam, who is not feeling so hot. She's really been fighting sickness this week. So, but she is with us. Pam, hello.
Hi. You really don't want to make me come on air, do you?
No, but I wanted to just at least say hello to you and listen. So you are here with us.
Scaring the people off.
Oh, heavens no. People love you. But, you know, I wanted people to hear how sick you are so that they can all be sending you some good energy so you can hurry up and get well.
Thanks.
So I definitely, and I'm pulling for you a lot. So I would love for you to get well. But we want to thank everyone for being here tonight. We have a very, very special guest. We have psychic medium Lisa Kay with us, and you're in for a tremendous treat. Hello, Lisa, and welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. And I have to say, after having heard Pam, I'm going to send you lots of light and love and get well really soon.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you, Lisa.
It's going around, and I'm sorry that that's got you down. It's interesting. I find that a lot of you're welcome. A lot of people that have been sick also have been under a tremendous amount of stress as well, not just due to being sick, but if you look at it as a time to release not just toxin from your body, but also it's a cleansing, it's getting rid of. And I bet you there's a lot of worry packed in that cold or.
It's
whatever.
So funny you say that because that's exactly what Dawn told me earlier.
Really? Dawn, are you a psychic?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Maybe you can help me figure that out tonight go ahead.
The truth is, I'm sorry if I cut you off, we are all intuitive beings. That's part of who we are. And we all have this, I call it my GPS system.
Yeah.
But each of us has one, and it's the voice of our spirit, intuition. So many people are so shocked when they discover this that they are highly intuitive, when in fact this is part of who we are. So it's pretty exciting. It's just a question of acknowledging it and trusting it, learning to trust it, and build on it.
And I think you're correct. I think I'm tuned into it to a point. I don't think I'm, I'm not able to do a lot of the things. But I think intuitive is probably where it is for me at the moment. But you have to be open to that, and you can't be afraid of it. I think is
that's exactly right.
I think a lot of times people tend to want to dismiss it if something, you know, kind of what they chalk up to irony or coincidence, and I've always been a firm believer
right.
that there's no coincidences in life, that things happen
well,
as they're supposed to.
Exactly, and typically what we do is we explain it away,
mm-hmm.
and we say, which is exactly what you just said. If, for example, we think of somebody and then they call us or, so many instances. We're looking for something, we stop looking for it, and then the moment we stop, we find it in another room because we're allowing the guidance system. We're allowing, which works really off of flow, not noise, the noise of our left brain, our thinking mind. Think. That's not, the thinking gets us in trouble.
Yeah.
Ideally, to have both sides of your brain, your left brain and your right brain working together, that's the ideal. That's the balance that we would all hopefully want to achieve. But what's happened is that we've allowed ourselves to put our intuitive minds, which is our right brain, on the shelf. Now, primitive man, we wouldn't be here if primitive man hadn't had intuition to guide him or her. I have to say that. That's politically correct.
Right.
Woman. Right? We've got to do that now. And so what we view as something that's extraordinary is really very much a part of who we are. But now we're sort of taking it off the shelf and saying, well, wait a minute, you know, we have that. And we need to use it. So it's a little bit rusty.
Yeah, and one of the things that I think comes to mind when you were talking about that is, mm-hmm. is oftentimes people will say, you know, I knew that was going to happen. They always say it kind of after the fact. But it's almost like they have kind of an idea beforehand, but because
Correct.
They're unsure of the uncertainty of the unknown, mm-hmm. that after it happens, it's like it's an affirmation for them. Oh, I knew that was going to happen. But they're afraid
right.
to say it ahead of time because they don't, you know, they don't know. They can't see the future. But after it, you know, it's like that's an affirmation. And I do think that's part of it, too. And people often dismiss it as
Yes. I'm sorry. Something what?
I was just saying that sometimes people often dismiss it, you know, as being something that, you know, they don't think it's very significant. They just think, you know, lucky guess kind of thing. And I don't believe that's it at all.
No, but, you know, that's exactly right, exactly right. The thing is, Dawn, is that the more we use it, the less back to my point about it's a little rusty and trusting it. With, you know, the more we use it, the more we'll be able to trust it. And additionally, what's important to remember is that we focus on, rather than focusing on the times that we don't listen, like, for example, if we say, I knew that, and then we beat ourselves up for not listening to our intuition, we should
mm-hmm.
write it down, journal it, and become more aware of how often it occurs in our lives, as opposed to having the experience looking at it and then beating ourselves up, because when we do that, it does the antithesis of, I mean, it does the opposite in terms of reinforcing and trust,
mm-hmm.
reinforcing the trust. With anything really. But if, for example, I did it. We all do it because we're here to learn, and so this is something. When I'm doing it for someone else, it is obviously much more effective. For ourselves, we can't always get the distance because there's the emotional component. And when we have our emotions, that takes us right to our left brain and, should I have done this? Should I have done that? And then we get the noise. And so for intuition to work effectively, we need to still our minds, to quiet our minds, to get time during the day, to set aside time during the day to quiet our minds. And what I mean by that is it can be anything from, by the way, doing the dishes. It can be doing the laundry. Taking a walk, doing breath work, anything that stills your mind, because that is what activates the flow of intuition.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work. Intuition does not work off of logic. It doesn't. I can't think my way to an intuitive hit. I can't do that. I can't think my way into that space. The space wherein intuition flows requires that we have the stillness within us, if that makes
mm-hmm.
sense. And then
yeah.
psychic ability springs forth from intuition. But that's a whole nother. But it's amazing how many people tell me, they're not psychic. And then in the next breath, they tell me something about myself that they could not even have known. But
mm-hmm.
we do. We give each other messages all the time.
Yeah, and we don't even realize it. I mean, if you're not tapped into it, you can't
right.
possibly know that you do that. But it's an everyday thing. I mean, it's an everyday occurrence even. And you know, it really depends. It really depends on if you're tuned in or not and you're tapped into it and, you know, and how far you go with it determines. But, you know, I like to, you know, compare it to the fact that, you know, we all have a soul, and when we die, our soul goes away. That's what leaves and passes on. And so the soul is everlasting, you know, it's always living. And so the soul is, I think, where intuition is born. And that's just my personal belief. But
yes, Dawn.
I could be.
I'm sorry?
I was saying I could be way off base as well, but that's just,
no,
you know.
I would just add to that. I just would add something, and that is to say that we're all, and I'm sure people, well, not sure, but I would imagine people listening understand this as well. Just to add to what you're saying is that we are spiritual beings having a physical experience. It's not the other way. We're not physical beings having a spiritual experience. Did I say that right? Yes.
Yeah.
We are
yes.
spiritual beings. We are souls inhabiting
mm-hmm.
a body. And so
that's right.
We're borrowing. Everything is, it's like when I think of, you know, I always tell people, we're here on a visa. Everybody's here on a visa.
Yeah.
It's a grand vacation.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. Don't beat yourself up. We're here to learn, grow, and learn and grow our souls, love, and to learn this. Now, what's interesting is the reason why so many people get so frustrated, because they will get intuitive hits and then something else, they'll get back to their left brain. Well, that's part of the journey. That's part of what we are doing here. We're supposed to be learning. Now, why not be kind to ourselves during that process?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to beating ourselves up. And it just makes it a whole lot more pleasant.
And surrounding yourself in positive energy.
Absolutely. If you don't support, when I first started, which is interesting, I really thought this was amazing. I didn't think I was amazing at all. I just thought what was going on within me was so unbelievable. It's about wonder. It's about not doubt. Wonder and doubt, they're very, very different. Wonder is, wow, it's what the visionaries did.
Mm-hmm.
It's what Ben Franklin did. It's what, not that I know him personally, the way I said that was, I'll call my friend Ben. I'll get him on right now. Hold on. We'll do a three-way. I'll get Ben. I'll get, let's see, who else? I'll get Galileo on the phone and perhaps Con Edison. I mean, well, whatever. Anyway, Thomas Jefferson. I'll call him too, because
go.
He believed as well. So, and the point is that they looked into nature and they said, oh, this is incredible. How is this going to work? They didn't say, how is this ever going to work? They just said, oh, this failed. I wonder why. Not, oh, this failed and therefore the next thing will too. So this is a place to be that really helps the process along, and it helps you
mm-hmm.
to build the trust that you need, which is actually it's essential to the process. So that's what happened to me. I just said, this is great. This is great. And I said, this is great, even when I was wrong. And then I kept a journal, which is very important as well. And it just took a lot. It just sort of was like a little locomotive. You know, I just started it, and it took on a life of its own. And the more by the way, appreciation and gratitude is essential as well to the process. Having the intention to help people with your ability is important.
Right.
And it, you
mm-hmm.
know, it's like baking a cake, and the ingredients are very basic, but it's just a matter of doing it and trusting and allowing.
Did somebody tell you that you had the gift, or did you feel it yourself early in life?
That's a wonderful question. By the way, your voice sounds much better.
I just drank some tea.
And better than mine. Mine is starting to go down. Maybe I'm absorbing
it. Please don't make me laugh, because I'm going to start coughing.
Oh, no. Okay. Well,
there we go.
This was something that came to me later in life, and there's nobody in my family that's psychic or that I know of. I believe that on my mother's side that they had this ability, but not to the extent that I have it. Well, when I'm asked this question, I always go back to, we all have intuition.
Mm-hmm.
So why did it park itself sort of in my come to me so in such a way? I believe it's my life purpose,
mm-hmm.
and I also believe that I was open to it we have to be open to it. And mm-hmm. it unfortunately came to me after a significant loss of a loved one, and that tends to open you up. It was someone I loved very much, and it really stopped me in my tracks. And mm. it forced me to go within and look at my life and say, and really ask the fundamental question, which I believe we're all asking, what's my purpose? That's
mm-hmm.
really, we're all asking that question. We're not right. saying, should I stay at this job? Should I do this? Be passionate about what you love. Find that. And people are looking, looking, looking. And I say, listen, stop looking. Allow it to come to you. I didn't
mm-hmm.
look for this. Trust me, I didn't. And I'm not saying that, by the way, I'm not complaining, in case anyone's listening in the afterlife. I am, you know what I mean? Woo, what a night I'm going to have tonight. I'm gonna... But anyway, I really believe that it is my purpose. And I don't see it, I don't see myself as being gifted. I see myself as having something that becomes a gift when I share it.
Mm.
So I have an ability that may seem extraordinary to others, but I also look at nurses and I look at everybody and I see the extraordinary. And I feel that when we look for that in each other, we won't be fighting. We won't be comparing. It's I can feel perhaps someone saying it's human nature to compare. It is. So we're going back and forth. But as we evolve, we're going to do this less. And we're going to see what is great in somebody else. When you look for that, quote, unique, and just see, oh, geez, what's unique about this person? You'll see it and you'll feel it. And that, in turn, does wonders for your health, your energy, their health, the world, because we're
mm-hmm.
all collective. We're all sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Not collective. We're all one. So.
Well, and I think what you just said kind of hit the nail on the head because
right.
we, you know, everyone, no matter what, you know, their occupation in life or what they're called to do, is extraordinary
yes.
in their own way. Not
absolutely.
Everyone is going to have a psychic gift, but someone, like you said, may be a nurse and then maybe a doctor. But I think the gift comes in doing what you love and being passionate about what
and
you do.
And sharing it, absolutely.
And sharing
but,
it and
yeah.
being and
mm-hmm.
making that part of who you are, you know.
Yes.
Because from that is going to emanate positive vibes and just a lot
mm-hmm.
of good things that becomes the gift that you offer to the world.
That's right. And by the way, I love your accent.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes, but yes, and not only that, but you're making perfect sense. And it's what's fascinating about that is you know it's interesting when this first arrived at my door, I was just thinking what you know I kept saying what, but at the same time I was smiling, I was excited, and then I remembered going to a class. Not a class, like a lecture,
mm-hmm.
because basically I'm self-taught, and not basically, I am. But I did go to a class I don't think they're in existence anymore, but I remember the medium who
beginning
was wonderful.
Beginning psychics.
What?
Beginning psychic
well,
101.
No, it was but it was actually a lecture, and it was about... how to teach it, ironically.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, mediumship, it was basically how to teach it. And how I arrived there was strange to begin with, but that's too long to tell because I know you
mm-hmm.
want me to read some people. Is that true?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we have callers on hold for you.
Okay, good, good. So I'll wrap. But anyway, so I went there and he said, you know, not all of you are going to be Michael Jordans. And I thought, what? And then I thought about that and I thought, well, that's true, but not for maybe, and he was wonderful, but that statement I took home, and it actually carried me throughout my career. So what I want to say to everybody listening is that the next time you see somebody read, hear someone reading or see them, please understand that it's not, like someone said to me, Lisa, you are so gifted, and I said, I could never do that. And I said, first of all, don't give away your power. And second of all, you don't want to do this. You're a writer. And she said, you know, you're right. So we have a tendency to look at people and compare, as I had said before, and then say, oh, I could never, you know, I've been at this a while. It's what I chose to do. It's what my sole purpose is. And so to compare, to look at me on that basis would be really, it's detrimental. It doesn't help. It doesn't really help you to build what you have.
But
for example,
I also
think
they shouldn't compare psychic with psychic because everybody's
that
way too.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. You're adding.
Yeah.
No, and many do. But what if the point
right.
that I was, and you're absolutely right, but the point that I was making is not that I was comparing myself
No,
to
I
the
know
psychic.
That. Mm-hmm.
But you're right, they do. That's an amazing point for someone whose voice is coming back like a roaring engine. But,
No. It's the tattoo.
No, but you know, it's funny. Mind over matter, right? But you know what's fascinating
right.
is that everybody has this ability. But my point is and was that we have to take a look within. And you're right, the comparing, what was it? There was a great quote on, I have to admit, I'm on Pinterest. I'm on Facebook too, but I'm on Pinterest, and that's relatively new for me. But I saw this quote, and I don't know whose it is, but comparison is the thief of joy. Anyway, so the point is that yes, we all have this. Let's practice it, build on it, and not analyze it, because we all got it. Everyone on this phone call is psychic. They've had a psychic experience, and it's exciting. And 2013, we will all be. It's like getting a jump from a cable. And I don't mean we're going to be shocked, but we're getting the energy. It's exciting.
Well, Lisa, let's talk a little bit about the book that you're currently working on.
I can't.
Oh, you can't. Okay.
Well, I can sum it up because it's right now. I'm just working with some people on a contract, so
I can tell you
it's about what you had written about the manifestation of my journey. There will be some amazing. It's not going to be. I waited a long time. Let's just say I waited because I wanted to really give back something that would be not about me, the psychic, but about the journey. And yes, I'm in the journey, but there would be a takeaway, meaning that you would be able to read the book and identify and say, you know, oh yeah, that happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so is that helpful, or did I just...
Definitely. And I think the best way to sum that up is we will just have to wait. I guess I can't ask this question. When do you anticipate it being available for release so that people can go and buy it? Is there a target date?
Within the year and a half, but I'm working on another project that may supersede that. Which is media related. So I'll let you know. Visit my Lisa K. Psychic Medium on Facebook. Or, you know, my website, Lisa, L-I-S-A, the initial K, medium.com.
Well, I have a question.
Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. When you first started kind of tapping into this, was there ever a point before this ever happened to you and you realized what was going on, was there ever a point in your life that you were kind of skeptical of the whole psychic medium, you know, world
Yes.
You know, you were.
Mm-hmm. Boy, these are great questions. They're great. Because I was a skeptic. So, Pam, I'm calling Dawn for a reading after this is over. No, you're very intuitive because you're tuning in to exactly the trajectory of my journey and parts of it in between. And so... the, what I mean by that is, gosh, could I say that again three times? Trajectory. Basically, I studied criminal justice in school as well as journalism, but you cannot, it left me with show me the evidence, because you can't go into a courtroom and say, Your Honor, I know this person did this. It's just the vibe that I got. I just got a really cool vibe. A strong hit, you know what I mean? A really,
that
felt it in my body.
The courtroom.
And so I really was a skeptic. And so I know how to, I understand that. And there's nothing, by the way, skepticism is built into us because it's part of the way we, primitive man also, they had to say, okay, should I turn left, should I turn right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the way we evaluate. So we are looking, we are seeing, is this person, it's part of our DNA to be somewhat skeptical. Now, a cynic, I love this one, is different.
Mm-hmm.
A cynic is somebody who has already made up their mind.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So a skeptic, and that door is pretty much closed until they resolve whatever it is they have to resolve about this, and that's fine. I honor all.
Mm-hmm.
I honor all. I just don't enjoy having a cynic in the, for example, my seminar events, because it spoils, you know, it sort of spoils the pot for everybody else. And they tend to want to prove people wrong, and that's okay, just not in the room when I'm doing it, because
mm-hmm.
people really
yeah.
get healing. They really enjoy it. The messages and the they want to learn because they have either experienced it themselves, or they want to experience a beginning, or they have a feeling, or they just have had a loss, of course. And so I tend to want to, you know, to urge cynics to stay home, and you know, I honor the way they think, and you know, agreeing to disagree, but not in when I'm helping other people. Skeptics are free to come and explore, and many of them go home believers. And really, what is exciting about that is it's not about, wow, isn't Lisa great? It's not. It's the antithesis of that. You okay there?
Sorry, I tried to get away from
okay.
the phone.
That's okay. It's the I'm just concerned about it. It's the antithesis of that. It's about opening up. It's so exciting for me to see other people feeling, being released from regret, guilt, a lifetime of grief, deep, deep grief, then getting their own messages. It's exciting. It's just so exciting to see. It's not something, this is to be shared. This ability I learned early on is to be shared.
Mm-hmm.
And so it isn't about, and it's not about, Lisa, how great you are. Yes, many are appreciative, and in fact they do thank me, and I'm grateful for that. Believe me, I'm grateful. And but I understand, I truly understand my purpose and my place in this equation, that I am to deliver the messages so that it's really in service to help people, to see them
mm-hmm.
grow, to foster, you know, to help them grow in whether it be in their career or talk to someone in the afterlife or see things within themselves that they have never seen before, gifts that they have. That's exciting too. And that's it. So anyway.
Well, and you know, the only thing I would like to add to that is that I think human speaking, human nature is automatically we have to find a reason for why everything happens or why it exists. I mean, I think as humans, we sometimes are afraid to just, you know, believe in that which we can't see. That's the hardest thing to do, is believe in that which we can't see. When we see something in black and white or we see something in front of us, that's real to us. So for some people, it's very hard for them to be able to believe in something that you know, that they can't see, because in their mind it doesn't compute. But you know, it, as you were saying earlier, we're all spiritual beings, and we all have souls, and that's what guides us. You know, that's what connects.
That's you know, it's interesting that you're saying that it's hard for, because it's human nature. Human nature is evolving. It is part of our lower nature to be skeptical. Boy, I really messed that word up. Skeptical. I made up a new word. How exciting. Ooh. It is part of our lower human nature. So as we evolve, what's so beautiful and what's so exciting, really, and beautiful, exciting, is that we are going to, this change will be organic. It's, we are going to evolve. And so what that means is that whether we are human beings or not, something, like I've had people tell me stories that are incredible, and they were never believers. So the vibration of the planet is shifting. Now, I would have to go into physics and to explain that, but if you think of, for example, let's see, light is measured, I believe, wavelengths, light measured by, anyway, let me get past that and just say that we are growing spiritually, and as we grow, we open up. It's a natural process. So yes, are we human beings? Is it natural that we don't trust that which we cannot see? Absolutely. It's also, what's also happening simultaneously, which is why some people have ups and downs and ups and downs, is that we are seeing more of the spirit world. We're seeing more of our own capabilities. We're seeing more of our own intuition. And so that is what this shift, that's S-H-I-F-T, if I didn't pronounce that one. Ooh, I'm going to roll tonight with these words. But anyway, so that's what this is about. It's so exciting. It's about people saying, oh, wow, you know, whoa, you know, I can do this. Well, yes, you always could. But with technology and everything, you know, with our heads on our phones, literally, Velcro to our heads, we have trouble. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
oh yeah.
It's, I had a woman bump into me again the other day. She was on her cell phone and she bumped into me. And once again, I said, like I did the previous time, good thing we weren't in a car. And
oh my God,
you know,
yeah.
It's like, just take a break. Just give yourself some space, some quiet time. And that's it. It's essential if you want to build your own intuitive abilities.
Well, with that said, and thank you so much for sharing that.
With that too much said.
Oh,
sorry,
no,
I
could sit and listen to you talk about this because it is so highly fascinating, and a lot of what you're saying makes beyond sense. I mean, it's just
so, and you too, by the way, Dawn. And
you
too. No, that's true.
You
I know Pam will tell you I'm very rarely at a loss for words, but I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Well, it's the truth. Somebody has this in November month. Boy, I'm seeing in my mind's eye, I get images. What's in a connection to November? That's strange. Must be, it could be a caller.
Well, my husband's birthday is in November, but I don't know what else.
Oh, I'm picking it up off of you. I'm sorry. For someone
maybe
that wasn't going to be on the call, you're very strong.
No, well, I can't help myself. I'm an Aries. Yes. What do you want?
Oh, my
Let's
goodness.
Let's go ahead and take a caller so that way they don't hang up on us.
Right.
So first one up is Georgette.
Okay.
Georgette, say hello to Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Georgette. How are you?
Not too bad. Thanks for asking.
Good. I mean, great. What's your question?
Well, I just want to know if the choices that I'm making right now are right for me.
You're a strong woman. I'd like to say that to begin with, I have to say that you have a strong will. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I agree.
Okay. You can hear it. What I mean is, I don't mean you're mean, but I feel as though sometimes, let me just answer this, I feel as though you do have choices.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want you to sort of take these choices and say, what I'm hearing is, well, what is this, the money, you know what I'm saying?
No.
And, okay, I'm saying, I'm hearing the confusion of right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you know what you're doing. I mean, I really do. I'm surprised you're calling. You're very headstrong. You know what you're doing. And you're in the driver's seat.
Good.
Do you feel as though you are? Hello?
Well, I try to be in the driver's seat all the time. And sometimes I have to take the
backseat. Okay, but now I'm going to answer your question. The universe, or add to the answer. I want you to let go of control. Because that is the problem. That is not the problem. That is your challenge, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I feel you so much in control that sometimes when we do, and I know the girls will agree, we can almost spin out of control because we are trying, we're not allowing the universe, which has the infinite, which has the mechanics inherent in it, to help us bring that which we are trying to attract. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's like holding sand. If I put sand in your hand and you squeezed it, it would come out of the bottom.
Right. It's like wishing for something and you wish so hard that it's never going to come.
Well, because underneath, you're trying too hard and you're not allowing the universe. It's like looking for your glasses with them on your head. Saying, where is that? Where is
done
that?
Done that
what?
Many times. I've done that many times.
Georgette?
Yes.
That's why
yes,
I told you. Because I tuned in. Where's the blue in your home? Something blue?
Mm-hmm.
Blue?
I've got a lot of blue in my home, but I just got a new crucifix that's blue.
Okay. So, the point, why did I say that? Because I can tune into you and I wanted to wake you up with something. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
And I also feel that there was a man, a male figure who's passed, who was very, very, very headstrong and tough with you.
Yes.
And you, pardon me?
Yes, it was.
Okay. And there's I'm sorry, connected to this. I'm going to keep this connected to you. There's a father figure who's apologizing for actually two men, for being tough with you and just do it this way. Do you know what I mean? This has to be done this way. This has to be done.
Yes.
Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. So,
very well.
You do.
And
please.
I always took that as not caring, like pushing me away.
Because, you know, it's interesting. What I feel is that this person, I don't know whether it's interesting, because when I get this symbol of not drinking, but it's sort of somebody that's out of it, that's not in, doesn't know why they're here. Do you understand?
Right. I do.
And I feel as though you can start to breathe now because very often we take with us the opinions of our parents, our ancestors, or, you know, money doesn't grow on trees, you're not good enough. It's time to look at that and challenge it and say, well, that's not true. I am, actually. Thank you. You know, I know you meant well. Well-meaning people that were not correct.
Mm-hmm.
And I just heard, hold on a second, there's a small woman there, very petite, who is a mother figure, and she also said, I'm sorry. Was there, I want to be nice about this, not nice, but I want to go into this gently. Was there a, may I continue?
Sure, go ahead.
Was there abuse in the household?
A what?
Hitting. Was there strictness? So strict. I feel like I'm in the army.
To a point, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, because what I heard was this, someone getting hit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I want you to own that. Now, I feel, because I saw black and blue on your arm, arm when you were young.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
So, excuse me?
Yes.
Okay. It's not your fault, honey.
I know it wasn't
your fault.
I lived with this for a lot of years thinking it was, but I know it's not.
But if I pick it up in your field, there's still a little bit of residue. So what I want you to do is forgive yourself, because you were a child. You couldn't do anything. By the way, you have to fix your car. There's something about your car or getting what?
Okay, I don't own a car, but the roommate does, so we'll tell her.
or take a look. Nothing serious. Nothing serious.
Dawn's car is in the shop.
Oh, it is? No. Well, hold on.
No.
Let me just, I'll break the tie in 1 minute. No, because she's hers is. Hold on a second. Where's the Gemini connection?
Gemini.
Or the twin connection?
No. Not for me.
No, it's for her. Who's Dave or David?
David. David's my son, my husband. Both of them are David's.
Okay, sorry. Pam just stole that. So the car is not for you. It's for both of you, actually, because I asked my guide, and they said, no, it's for both. And just check the air on the tire, okay?
Okay.
That's all.
Yep.
Nothing serious.
Okay.
You're not going to have an accident. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yes,
but
I
you
know.
Do
right.
have to go to the eye. What?
I know. She had a tire problem before, but we will recheck it again.
Yeah. Just to be, she did have an, okay, so that was confirmation.
Yeah.
And then also there's someone on the other side, there's a father figure who did this to you. We have to fix this.
Yes.
He's like a fixer.
Yep.
We got to fix this, we got to fix that, we got to do this, we got to chop this, like, and like an army sergeant.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was. A drill sergeant.
A drill sergeant, that's right, yeah. So, don't some of that went on to you? You absorb some of that, and you're doing it to yourself. So I want to see more joy, more happiness, because when you get, I can hear your laugh energetically because I'm tuning into your energy. You know how to laugh. When you get
going,
you're a boy.
I
would love to see more of that, and just living more in the present moment, and just check your tires. I feel it was more his way of saying. Hi, and who is Frank, please? I'm hearing the name Frank.
Frank was one of my uncles.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we have to take the next call. I'm not sure. It's up to Pam.
All right. Well, I just want to thank you for the reading, and thank you for being a human angel, because I think that's what you are.
Oh, thank
you.
Bless you. That is, so sweet.
I just want to ask you one question, if I can.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see the happiness that I'm working towards coming to me this year?
Twice that.
Cool. Okay.
So when I see that, what I feel that is, I feel, though, that you confuse productivity with self-care. So I want you to do more for your body. And what I mean by that, what? I'm sorry, I keep saying what? It's because I'm getting feedback. What I mean is that I absolutely want you to start a gratitude journal, okay?
Okay.
And every night I want you to write down 5 things that you're grateful for, and then I'm going to build you up to 10. 5 things, and this is for everyone listening, 5 things. I do it, I break up to 5. I do 5 in the morning and 5 at night.
Okay.
And who is for the Pittsburgh Steelers? That's strange. That must be the next call.
Oh, my
who
God.
Is for...
My girlfriend.
Oh, really? Hey.
She's going through a rough time right now, so, yeah. That's
okay,
her.
So you need to help her, your
I
friend, with
tomorrow.
That. Okay. And that's
yes,
it.
I will.
Okay. Blessings.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
And thank you, Pam and Dawn. Nice talking to both of you.
Yeah,
thank you
so much.
Bye-bye. Okay, thank you. Good night.
Okay, the next person up is Jean.
She was amazing, huh?
Yeah. Jean, say hi to Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Poor Pam.
How are you?
Who's this? Jean? Hi, Jean. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
I don't have a particular question. I was just, you know, just wanted to reassurance that loved ones are here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you feel them.
I do feel them.
Mm-hmm.
And especially recently.
Mm-hmm. Also, I feel as though they are in, now I'm being taken to your kitchen. Your
okay.
Kitchen. Have you moved something in your kitchen? Are you moving things in the kitchen? Are you looking to redo the kitchen?
Yes.
Okay. So they hang out there with you. And also I feel that, okay. There is a spirit on the other side that did not make it to this world.
Okay.
Do you know anything about that in this miscarriage?
Yes.
Okay. So there is a father, older father figure, who has that energy.
Okay.
Now, what else do you want to ask?
Oh, my God.
What?
You know, there's so many people up there, I don't even know.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to know who was coming through.
Oh, I see. I didn't know you, the particular question. Okay. So I do feel, oh, gosh, I feel Pam's energy is so strong. It's wild. But I do feel, see, this is where I'm concerned. There's a father figure that's coming in here. So if your father's not passed, it belongs to somebody else. And this man is pointing to all these people that are here for you. But I'm hearing, more importantly than the father figure, because that could be anything, and I don't do vague, and they don't do it with me. So we need detail. So until further detail, I hear the name Bob or Robert.
Yes.
You understand this? But this person that is talking to me is in spirit. Who is talking, is a father figure who is saying the name Bob or
yes.
Robert.
Yes.
Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Oh, of course, Bob or Robert's your husband. If you don't understand that, he's had
a
divorce,
of
course.
Yes.
Right? No, I feel as though you actually have a question about that. They said
yes. You
do have a question.
You know, we just want to know that they're okay and, you know, they're watching
yes.
over all of us.
They see you in your kitchen. The answer is they see you in your kitchen. And there is something about a mortgage question. Don't worry about that. Or is that you? Something about the mortgage or making payments?
That's me.
That's you, Pam? Get off the phone.
Stop. Get out of my head.
Actually, it's your energy. I don't read minds.
I know,
that would make
I'm
it very
saying.
Hard to get a date. But anyway, who is Debbie?
Who's
Deborah.
Debbie?
Because I feel a female is talking to me. Oh, there's a woman here who says she's from the old country.
Okay.
Do you understand this? Just say yes or no. Don't give me details, please.
I'm not sure.
Okay. I don't think this is for you. I feel we're on to the next reading because they're pushing me forward, and I feel it in my body. Who's Paul? This will be the determining factor. Paul.
No.
Okay. I'm sorry, but we have to.
Can I just? I have a friend that passed. Is someone coming through? Like in. I don't know.
I'm sorry?
I said I have a friend who passed. I was just wondering if she would come through.
Was this recent?
Within the last 5 years.
Okay, no. Then I'm sorry, I can't manufacture.
Okay.
You know, who? I'm hearing the name Linda, so I'm feeling like I'm giving a reading to somebody who's waiting online in your queue.
Okay,
and we might have to go on to the next caller. Maybe it's for her.
Well, I feel it. What?
So we might want to move on to the next caller then. It may be
yeah,
the
I'm sorry.
Minute.
But
okay.
I feel as though, let me just tell you that this friend that passed.
Yes.
Is may not be showing up, but I do have someone who said I had a tumor.
Yes.
Okay. Pardon me?
Yes.
Oh, now they're coming in, now that we're going to move? Oh, God. Well, it's like blowing a whistle. Okay, we're leaving. The train is leaving, and they're running to the track and Spirit Central, right? You know, this is crazy. We're trying to move on, and then I guess that's how they get in line there, right?
Yes.
Who's Patsy or Patricia? Because this
Spirit
is
an aunt.
Patricia. But there is someone here who said they had a tumor, and they're fine. They're fine.
Okay.
Thank you for lighting a candle for me in church or in a place where you acknowledge this person.
Yes.
And thank you. And it's funny because it feels like you do it quite often, whether it be in your thoughts. I also feel, now why do I see a boat and water near you?
I'm not sure.
Uh-oh.
I'm not sure.
Somebody's showing me a boat and water. This is a man speaking to me now. We're moving.
Yes,
sorry.
We used to, when we were younger, go on my uncle's boat.
Is that okay. You know what? I really feel the pull of moving on. I'm so
okay.
Sorry. Listen, I'm hearing
hey.
So many different.
Okay.
What?
Lisa, I don't mean to interrupt you. There is someone in the chat room. Her name is Charlotte Smith, and she's actually on Skype. She says that's her, the boat in the water. Do we want to switch over to her then?
Well, there has to be more to it than that. Ask her if there's a spirit here who's a father. This father figure is passed. It's a father figure who's passed.
Okay. Yes, she says yes.
And then we got to go.
All right,
sorry.
Jean. Well,
thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Charlotte?
Yes, how are you?
Hello.
You're on with Lisa.
Hi, how are you? I think that's me.
Okay, I was shown a boat and water and a father figure's passed.
Yes, I have my great-grandfather used to build boats, and he's passed for many years.
Okay. But I also feel, let's see. Well, what is your question? You may have another question, right? I don't want to be so presumptuous.
No, I'm just at a crossroads. And
finding your way. You're finding your way. And I feel as though your balance is off, and I feel you know what that means. If you don't, let's go further.
I don't.
Okay. You're not eating right. I feel that you're not eating the right things. Do you skip meals sometimes or eat? Snack late, do you skip meals?
Yep, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay. That would send me off a ledge. I'm just kidding. Not a ledge, but I mean, you know, it would send me. Cancel that thought, right? We have to understand, we have to treat our mind, body, and spirit are connected, okay? Your grandfather wants you to know that you're not alone, and I feel as though you're at a place where you have so much going on in your mind, and if you're not eating right, you're not supporting your body and the whole system that's connected. All right, hold on a second. What's going on with your hands? Hello?
Yeah, nothing. I just had my hand down. I work a lot with my hands because I work on the internet.
But what I'm hearing is I'm not happy with what I do because it's draining you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm happy with what I do in my life to earn a living.
Okay, I'm hearing that I'm not happy with what I'm doing. So that's what I heard. And so when I remember when I talked about balance, there has to be more than just work. It has to be a complete picture of a balance of spiritual life, mental stimulation, play, joy, self-care. You know, there's so many different things that go into it. And I feel like you're starved in certain areas. Does that make sense to you? And that's it. Productivity can't be in and of itself alone. We feel that if the more productive we are, then the happier we'll be. In fact, that is what's causing us to spin out of control. What is your question, though? I'm just
at a crossroads, and I don't know. I'm living in a foreign country. I don't know if I should go home or stay. I am struggling in my personal life. I don't know if I should get a divorce or stay married, because the person is just not even, has just shut down.
And you have to. And so have you. Right? So you're mirroring each other. And I feel as though when I said to you that you're off balance, it doesn't mean there's nothing mentally wrong with you. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that remember when I said there's more, needs to be more joy, more happiness, more fulfillment. I feel that you know the answer. You're just afraid to make the move. Okay? You know the answer. Because I can point to you different places in the world that you've already stated or felt that you'd rather live. By the way, were you looking at things on the internet, travel-wise?
I haven't really lately. I'm just trying. No, I'm just trying to figure out where I should go, because I'm really lost.
Okay, so what countries were you looking at?
I was looking, I'm in Europe now, looking at different countries in Europe.
Okay, do you remember when I just asked you, it's interesting. Are you there, Pam?
Yes, I'm here.
It's interesting when I said, and Dawn, when I said, I see you looking at other countries and you didn't say anything, and then you now said, well, yes, I was looking at it, because we don't realize that we are actually in the process of taking control, taking responsibility for our life. So initially, I don't feel you're running away. I feel that you need to take the time to see if this is something that can be worked out. But it can't be worked out if you can't be two people coming together looking in the right direction. You don't have to be right about everything, because I'm hearing who needs to be right about everything. I'm right. I hear that.
Uh-huh.
Who says that? I'm right.
I think I am, because I keep trying to find answers for why I didn't do anything wrong. Because I have this thing where I always feel that I did something wrong because of my past and how I was raised.
So that's something you perhaps might want to seek out guidance for. Do you know what I'm saying? Of another sort. Because not everybody's wrong. And when you're saying I'm right. When people say I'm right, nobody's right. They're just taking a defensive position. Nothing really gets worked out. Nothing gets discussed. Nothing, you're not working towards a common goal. But anyway, I feel as though you know so much. Just be willing to take that step, that next step. And I feel you could possibly benefit from some guidance from a third party. Somebody who's maybe a therapist, or somebody who's just like, you know, I don't know. A good guidance counselor. I'm not sure. It's really for you to decide.
Okay. No, I understand.
And you have good instinct. Don't, really, when you're in your quiet moments, you do.
See, but the thing is, I'm right now, I'm doubting myself. I'm doubting whether I listen to my instinct or not listen to my instinct.
I'll tell you the answer to that. Okay? When you're quiet and you're not thinking about it, that's when you'll get your answer. Don't think about how you're doubting it, because then you're doubling the problem. You're exacerbating things. I completely understand how you feel, because right now a lot of us are in this sort of, remember I said the push-pull earlier in the program, mm-hmm. if you were listening?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not trusting, and that's okay. It's okay not to trust. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to fail. The problem is the challenge comes when we are not willing to go to get up and move forward again. So when you doubt, just say, okay, that's just the way I feel. It's just a way of feeling, so I'm going to let go. Let go. Don't confuse it with not caring. When we let go, that means, okay, today I'm just going to take the day off from thinking it to death. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you're just going to allow it to come to you, to flow to you. And therein will lie the answer. Because intuition does not work off of fear. It works off of flow. And on that note, we have the next caller. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Charlotte.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, honey.
Next up, we have Rose.
Hello,
hi, Rose.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. What is your question, please?
My question is, what do you see for me regarding my love life?
I heard don't look back. Are you looking back at an old relationship?
No, not really. I don't want to go back to an old one. I think
no,
about...
No, are you thinking about an old relationship? Is there...
Yeah.
It was... Hmm?
Yes.
Okay. When you... Because I saw a person from your past that you're looking back at. In other words, part of you is saying, oh, gosh, you know, that was bad, this was good, but you know what I'm saying? So we can't allow a new energy if we're busy. We have to be present.
Right.
To allow in new energy. So what I'm seeing for you, and by the way, has your weight shifted? Because there's something about weight.
Not really.
Mm-hmm. There's something about weight and fitness.
Okay.
Hold on a second. No, I don't think that's you. Girls?
Well, I can't exercise, so I don't think that's me.
Who is concerned about their weight?
Well, I think
it's
I'm concerned. Probably pretty much everybody gets concerned about.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind losing 10 pounds, but I mean, that's not major.
No, not everybody. I'm not reading everybody. I'm reading one person on this call.
Yeah.
The question is, there are two other people here.
Yeah.
So, Rose?
Yes.
Do you look at your, are you the one who has a scale in her house?
I do have a scale. I seldom use it.
Uh-huh, but you look at it, right?
Yeah, but I'm
okay.
Not too concerned
put
about
it. Put it in the closet. Listen, put it in the closet.
Okay.
Because what I feel is I understand this message. You're looking at yourself and you're evaluating. You're saying, well, I'm not this. See, what my job is to read your subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
And what I feel that you're doing, and yes, it applies to all three, perhaps four of us on this call, myself included, is we look at ourselves and we think, oh, when I do this, when I do that, you know. So, yeah, you're ready. You're ready when you stop looking back, put the scale in the closet, and get ready. But I see a man I see someone with you.
No.
There's someone, hello?
Yes.
Is there not someone you're with? Because I see someone with you.
No, I'm not. I'm single.
Well, then get ready. No? You know, doesn't that sound good?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
You see someone
so close
with me,
that
but
I thought
I'm not
you were
with...
in a relationship.
Right.
But the thing is, I can't see. It won't mean any. It will be meaningless unless you see it. So what I saw as a block was the scale. So what you're saying in your mind, that's my symbol for you saying, oh, I don't know if I look good. And you know what I'm saying? You're criticizing yourself. I see you looking in the mirror at your eyes. When were you doing that?
Not really. I'm pretty much content with my looks right now. I'm not that overweight or anything.
Sweetie, it's not about being overweight, and I'm not trying to make it work. I'm trying to fit. I'm trying to say that beneath the surface, it's about confidence that
right.
I see is not there. It's about your subconscious thoughts that I'm picking up. My job is not to tell you what to do, but it's not also not to say what you're thinking about, you know, in the moment so much as to find blocks and patterns that you're not aware of that are standing in the way. And you don't have to buy this at all, but I see someone coming.
You do.
I also see you looking back. Yes, I do. But I also see you looking back at the past, and I see a crack in a relationship. Were you ever married?
No.
Okay. I see a breakup that was very painful.
Yes.
Okay. That's a sign, they'll show me like a crack, okay? And I also feel that affected the way you see yourself. So is it about, oh, I have to go on a diet, and oh, I have to, no, but it's about these images that I get is represent the way you see yourself. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And on a deep level, you don't feel that you're good enough. On a scale of 1 to 10?
I really am very confident, and I'm not sure about that. I'm going to have to disagree.
Okay.
No, really, I don't have any issues like that. I'm very confident. I just haven't met the right person. I do have opportunities, but I'm waiting to meet Mr. Wright.
And nothing works out, right?
Right. I don't just want a guy here
and why do you
there.
Feel that is?
I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for a long-term commitment.
Okay. And why do you feel nothing works out? Just curious.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't met the right guy that I feel that I have a chemistry with that would be considered a soulmate, and that's what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to ask you three questions. I'm going to give you three. Okay. What things are you looking for in this mate?
Somebody who wants to commit. Someone.
Sorry?
Someone who wants to commit to me long term.
Mm-hmm. What's the second?
Somebody
qualities.
Honest and hardworking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about available?
Well, yeah. Available would mean somebody who wants to commit, I guess. You're right, yes.
Mm-hmm. How about generous, kind?
Yes. All of the above.
Okay. So you put at number one someone who wants to commit. And number two is what? Honest?
Honest, hardworking, sincere.
And hardworking.
Down to earth.
Your homework is I'm not going to drive this home because you say you're confident. I feel that what's being mirrored back to you, the reason why you can't find somebody, is that there's a part of you that does not feel confident in making a commitment. Now, I would like you to check out the book, He's Scared, She's Scared. I could be wrong, and that's fine. I don't mind being wrong. But I do see a man coming for you. When you see the block that I see at a deep level, and I saw it when I saw you looking back at your past, it's on a 1 to 10, which you didn't let me, you know, finish. I do feel that there's a part of you that stops this process, okay? And it doesn't mean it's serious. It may just be a simple thing like, oh, you know, it's trust. Because you said, did you put trust in there?
I didn't, but that's very important, honesty and trust.
Right. Okay. So that the reason I said trust is because I saw that psychically on your list, okay? So the hurt that I feel that I tuned into earlier when I said, are you looking back, was what I saw when I saw the scale, when I saw the confidence. It's not that I feel you're not, that you don't feel you're pretty. It's that I feel that somehow, because of the hurt, it put you off balance. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I see.
And that
yes.
affected, pardon me?
Yes, I see.
It's not that I feel that you look in the mirror. I feel that your judgment and your perception of yourself may have been just knocked off, just a fraction, and a fraction enough to block the flow of another relationship. When you look at that and you understand that this person was your teacher, that this person that hurt you was there to teach you, get the lesson, you will move on, and you will attract a mate. I see it, and I see it strongly. Find that, revisit that, and say, that was a teacher for me. I thank you for that lesson, and open your arms and move on. But buy the book, He's Scared, She's Scared. Okay?
All right, I'm going to
look
it up.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rose.
You're welcome. Pam and Dawn?
Yes.
You see how interesting it is? See, my job is not, it's interesting. It's not to insist that it's not, like I can feel pretty, and yet I can be not aware that something took me off balance, and that in my subconscious, there's a great book called The Biology of Belief, where we bury thoughts about ourselves, where we have thoughts from our past, we have thought forms we're stuck in, and we could swear from here to whatever, to eternity, that we don't think that way because we're not aware of the thought.
That's so true. That's so true.
Anyway, next call, right? She was sweet, and she will meet someone if she allows it.
Well, we have got, let's see, Angelica, I believe, holding. Hi, you're on with Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Angelica. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Are you cooking?
No, we just got finished having dinner.
Oh, because I smell food. I smell food.
Oh, okay.
I love eating. What can I say? I'm the cupcake psychic. It is. It's ridiculous. But how may I help you today? What's your question, please?
Well, I had a question about work. I just recently interviewed for a higher position, and not really sure, but how that's going to go and what the future holds for with this company that I'm currently in.
Okay, I see. That's so weird. In the middle of all this, I'm hearing Delaware. That's so strange. I'm not sure that's for you. Is that in the chat room? But okay. So I'm sorry. Say your name again, please.
Angelica.
Angelica.
Yes.
I feel as though this is a move up, but I also feel there are, I'm sorry, yes?
Yes, it is.
I'm hearing a move up, but beware of what you wish for. I almost feel as though there's some fear connected to this regarding, is this really, you know, if I bit off more than I can chew? Do you know what I'm saying? It's like beware of what you wish for. I feel you're competent. I feel that you know you can do the job, but I also feel that this is natural. And so I say, why not go forward? Because if it's not this one, it'll be the next one. And you called this in because you work well. And I'm looking, they're showing me your resume, and they're saying you've earned this. Do you understand that? Was there a job that you stayed for a long time?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I believe that if you understand that you earned this, that's fine. Now, Angelica, where is the healthcare connection?
Where is the healthcare connection?
Mm-hmm.
Not really sure.
Healthcare.
Healthcare, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I understand. Are you looking over your policy right now? Have you been discussing healthcare, your policies?
Well, we recently just did that, yes, at work.
Okay, that was simply my way of checking whether I was right.
Okay.
So you recently did that at work. I'm also tuning into your workplace.
Yes.
Okay. And I see you weighing benefits.
Yes,
but,
we were doing that.
What?
Yes, yes, we were doing that.
I heard a giggle there, too.
Because we were just discussing just the different options for benefits and everything at work. So
okay, so I say go for it, but also understand that you want to do something that makes you happy, and that's what I feel where you are, the juncture where you are in your life, is this going to also make me happy? I'm not elated about the job. Like the feeling I get is, oh, ho-hum, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I would say give it your best shot, do it, and then find something. What's this about, on one hand, I'm hearing something about retiring or doing something completely different, which I do see you doing within 2 years.
Well, that's, I only wish I could retire, but the plan is I was going back and forth, I'm currently at the position that I have, the company that I'm with, is it worth it, should I look for something else? I've been debating that back and forth recently, just going back and forth.
Right, and I know that you're a good worker and you're committed, but it feels like you work for the court system.
No, it's a food distributor right now.
No, that's not what I mean. I'm not saying you work for a court system.
I'm saying
it feels like it's regimented.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry, I should have been more specific. It feels like, you know, okay, next case, and go over here and do this. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. And yes, that's exactly what it is.
I felt like you worked for the court system. Like, okay, next case, and sit down.
Right.
Sir, what is your thing? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Is it regimented like that?
Yes, it is. Right. Yes.
Okay, that's not who you are.
Right. I think that's been tiring. And at this point, that's why I was going back and forth. I mean, I have, like I said, applied for this higher.
April will be a wonderful month for you. That's going to be a window of opportunity.
April?
Between now and April. Between. I want to make sure you hear the between. Gee, I hope I'm not yelling at people because I really want everybody to understand that there is free will. But because I'm having a problem hearing everybody, I feel as though you may be having trouble hearing
me. No.
Oh, good. So if the other listener is still on the line, I didn't want to, you know, you should never really, I mean, this is just what I'm seeing intuitively. In the end, you always, always, always need to listen to your voice. I want to use my voice to take you to yours, not to insist that you do something. But I did just want to make sure that I didn't mean that you worked for a court system.
No, I just understood you there.
Because I studied criminal justice, and they showed me the image. And what I meant to say, it feels like a rigid job with no air to breathe. In fact, there's no air in the build. Like, I feel like I can't breathe.
Sometimes I do feel like that myself.
Okay, so there's your answer. There's your answer.
Okay.
There's a big part of your answer. And the other part is believing that there is a job out there. And very often when someone will come to me and they'll say, oh, I was fired, I'll say, oh, congratulations. And they'll be taken back, but then they'll say, oh, my gosh, you know, in a way I see it differently. It's perspective. It's understanding that the universe sort of kicks us to the curb a little bit and says, get out. And so we can look at certain situations not immediately and in the moment,
right?
Because the natural response is to say, "What am I going to do?" You know, and then to sort of quiet yourself and say, "You know what? There is another door opening. Many doors, not two, maybe eight, maybe so many that your next question and might have been, which job should I take?"
Right.
Raise the bar. Aim higher.
that's exactly what I'm trying to do.
There you go. And you know what? Laughter is great. Music is great for you. They're saying continue with the music. Were you putting on music?
We had music on early. Yeah, right before I called in. Okay.
So you see what I'm saying? So my guide's saying continue with the music.
Right.
Because that puts you in the space where you can allow intuition to flow, allow the answers are within you. They're within all of us. And what is not accessible within us is outside of us. Okay? So I see this as drink more water because my mouth is dry, so I feel you need to drink more water.
Thank you.
What?
All right. I will do. Thank you.
Take care. Thank you.
Okay,
good luck with
your
new job.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
All right. Well, let's see. Did you want to take one more call, Lisa, or do you need to go? Or
no, I can take them. How many do you have? A few more on the line?
Yeah, we have a few
There's
more.
Quite a few.
Okay, so if we can make them quick answers, we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because the readings are long. They're too long. I thought you were going to cut me off, but that's okay. I guess it was meant to be, right?
Yeah, that's true. Well, we'll take another call or two. How about that? I'm going to take Marie. She's been holding a little while now.
Okay. Hi, Marie.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay.
A few things I was going to ask was I have several family members who have passed on,
mm-hmm.
and I was just wondering, if are they happy? Are they able to rest in peace?
Oh, yes.
You know, are they with mm-hmm. me? Are they happy with the choices that I've made?
Mm-hmm. I see a man and a woman standing together.
Yes.
A man and then a woman, who the woman goes first. It feels like your dad, a father figure.
I
could be wrong about this. Pardon me?
Yes. My father.
Okay. And your mother?
Yes.
And now, she's very, was she a funny woman? Like quirky or funny? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, she's a little strict, though. She's a little strict.
Oh, yes.
Because she's wearing black. Now, you know what that means? It doesn't mean a funeral. It means that was she a woman that believed that things should be old-fashioned and things should be in their place.
Absolutely.
You know? So
yes.
She's learning that that was a mistake on there. She said, oh, my gosh, everything is so green here. Now, are you the one with the garden in the back, please? Or is that her? The garden. She's talking to me about the garden?
I had a garden in my backyard at one point.
Okay. Put more joy back into your life. And what I feel as though... is, are you making this? She's talking about the move.
Yes, I recently moved, yes.
Okay, she wants, that's her way of saying, I see this, I'm around you. And she put her hand on her chest.
On her chest?
Yes.
Yes.
Which, I said, is that how you passed? How did you pass? She put her hand on her chest. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So what does the 11 mean, or the November connection, please? The 11.
11.
Mm-hmm.
The
11th of the month or 11. She's lining up to 11-11. Like, not 11-11. I mean, oh, okay, got it. Do you see 11-11 on the clock? Were you just talking about that with somebody? Or
no,
I wasn't. 333 or 444? Take a look at that, because she said she talks to you through time. Which is very funny because she's saying, fix your clock, please. There's one clock that needs to be fixed.
Okay.
Is there one that's a few seconds behind?
Yeah, there's several clocks. They're like three minutes too fast.
Please.
Yeah, they're like 3 minutes too fast.
Okay. But she's saying, now that's what I got wrong behind, because she's, you know, being, it's like a dyslexic psychic. she said, fix your clocks. But in order for her to give you the 11-11, the 333, you got to fix your clocks because you could be going crazy from room to room. So
right.
Fix your clocks so she can use that as a way to, they use that to speak to us. And who is Pat? Patty? Patty?
Yes. She is,
who is
she's an aunt.
Okay. She passed?
No.
Okay. So I'm asking her why she said that. There are two, she said. Two Pats.
No, I can't think of another Pat.
No, you won't now, but you will later. And who's Nancy?
I don't know.
Living. Nancy living. Write it down. And were you touching your passport recently?
Thinking about getting a passport? Yes.
Okay, then it's for you. Frequently what will happen is when people are think too hard, they can't remember. So Pat is for the person here. There is also another Pat in spirit. Patricia, she corrected me, Patricia. And that will come to you later. And also, don't leave your door open, she said.
Okay.
Do you leave it to one of your doors open?
Yeah, during the day I do.
Yeah. That's a mother would say that, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Have a good night. Thank you. They're around you. And by the way.
Go ahead.
Okay. I just, it's up to the host. Are they there? Are you there, guys?
I'm here.
We're here.
Okay, it's up to you.
Okay.
We want to get to as many callers as we can, so if it's something short.
Yeah, just my health. That was it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't really do health or legal on the show. I'm so sorry.
Okay, no problem.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Marie.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
Marie.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, Lisa, let's see. We've got Cheryl up next.
Okay.
Hello,
Cheryl?
Lisa.
Yes?
Hi. Yes,
hi. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, yes.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you tonight?
Hello. I'm good.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, good. How may I help you? What is your question?
Oh, well, I'm like not working anymore, and I'm just wondering what you see in my life in the next few years, next 5 years, say.
Oh, boy. You know, it's funny. I'm seeing a nurse, a person who is a nurse in around me.
Not
the
me.
Healthcare. No, I know it's not you, but it's awfully strange. There must be a call. Would you see in queue if there was someone who was a healthcare worker?
Lisa?
Certainly.
Yes?
This is Dawn, and I work for a nursing.
What is your name?
This is Dawn, one of the hosts.
Dawn.
I was just going to tell you. Yeah, I work for a university in a school of nursing around nurses all day long. So I don't know if that's me or not. But
yes, it is.
Okay.
So I guess I'll give you the message. There is a man in spirit who's recognizing you. I'm also feeling that there are, and I'll tell you later. Okay. So
that's
we're
fine.
Just saying,
that's fine. Go ahead and.
Okay,
Cheryl.
I'm sorry, Cheryl.
No, that's fine.
You know,
it's
really showing. It's fascinating. It's showing you that they're in charge.
Mm-hmm.
I have to honor the soul or the spirit that comes forward. Okay. So I feel as though you. It's interesting. It's lovely. I'm hearing it's lovely to relax, but I don't want to relax that much. I want to do something. So I feel as though your life will be full, but you. What's wrong with your knee?
Oh, nothing that I know of.
Okay, Dawn?
Yes, my knees both have been bothering me.
Oh, boy. Cheryl, good luck with the reading. Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
That's fine.
Okay, so I want you, Dawn, to please write those things down, and when we're done after the show, I'm saying this so that the spirit is please kindly step aside so we can continue with Cheryl. And so, okay?
Yes, I've got it down. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Let's try this again. Cheryl?
Yes.
Okay. I feel you're secure financially. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
Good. So now it's time to travel.
Good.
And that's it. You're fine. I feel that you need to keep up with your regular, although we don't do health, we have to maintain our regular, you know, just check in with a doctor every month.
Okay.
When was your last dental appointment?
Last week.
Okay. Just me checking in to see whether that information was correct. You don't have to write down.
Okay.
It was, I saw dental. They showed me your teeth. And so if you just continue the way you do that way, then that's good. So we'll wave to us. Send us a card from where. Actually,
yeah.
Lisa, do you want to go
really?
On a cruise? Do you want to go on a cruise?
We're planning a trip to Alaska in August.
On a ship.
The ferry. via the ferry. Yes, take our car with us and
we'll have fun.
Thank you. Really, that's all you get is travel, and I'm financially secure.
Do you want a problem? Do you want me to look for a problem?
No, no, really. Is anybody want to talk to me from the other side?
Oh,
anything?
I thought you said. Well, wasn't your initial question, what do you see for the next 5 years?
Yes, but.
Sorry.
This just seems
right
too easy.
What?
This just seems too easy.
And you know what? That therein lies the problem. There is supposed to be joy and flow in life. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say you're never going to have another problem, but you've earned this trip. Do you know what I'm saying? There are two men. Were there a lot of men in your family? Because I see a lot of men stepping in.
Yeah.
Oh boy, you've got a lot of men around you, and I don't mean there are a lot in spirit.
Okay.
And I feel as though you feel them, but sometimes. Oh, a few of them watch television with you. Do you watch something with a court TV or crime drama or something? Court TV?
Castle. I watch Castle.
What is that? I'm not familiar.
It's like a fun detective show.
Okay. They have to speak to me in Lisa language, so they'll show me court TV or the crime. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So a few of them, who's Jim? Jim? James or Jim?
My brother, but he's living.
Yeah, no, they're allowed to live. It's just a father figure that's saying, it's a father figure that's saying hello. And the way he did it was by naming one of your siblings, okay?
Okay.
This is an older man.
Grandpa?
Now there is, pardon me?
One of my grandpas?
Grandpa, yeah. And he's the one that's around you the most. Were you close with him? Because he said yes.
Well, either Floyd
and
or Leo.
And he said, don't say you never knew me. He said, don't say you never knew me.
Grandpa Leo, maybe.
Well, the point of him saying, don't say you never knew me, is that there may have been one, I believe that there's one that you, one that you were closer to. They won't be offended.
Okay.
Well,
I wasn't
true?
Close to either one. I wasn't actually close to either one. I didn't know my grandpas very well.
What did I say before this? Don't say you didn't know me.
Oh, okay.
Right? Did everyone hear that?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a family historian, so I've researched family.
Okay,
and
but let me
thought
say
about them a lot.
The power of the message is that
don't say
I said it before you said it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I said don't you did you hear that, Dawn and
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah. Definitely.
And Cheryl?
Yeah.
I said the spirit said, not I said, I meaning this man said, don't say you don't know me before you even said it, because he knew you were going to say it. And it also indicated to me the nature of the relationship. And also saying it doesn't mean, who's Bernadette?
Who's Bernadette? I have no Bernadette.
Oh, you're doing a family history?
There are no Bernadettes in my...
Mm-hmm.
As far, unless it's way far back. Far back.
You
want
to go to the 14th century?
Really? Cool beans.
I don't know. But the point is, unless it's for someone in the chat room, the point is, he's saying he's around you. Okay? And I see a cat. Where's the cat?
I have a cat.
Uh-huh. Yep, it's for you, honey.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. Was there a Saint Bernadette?
I think there was, but I'm not Catholic. But
I understand that.
Lisa?
Yes.
Someone in the chat room is acknowledging the Bernadette.
Mm. Okay. Bye bye. So let me just say, that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're amazing, not me. They're amazing. The point here is, okay, so we're going to take the person who acknowledged Bernadette, but before I go, I'm going to say to you that to know that your grandfather's around you and to go back to the 14th century, okay, because there were two messages. And not that Bernadette is not for you, or may still be for you. It may be, you know, it's like they two for the price of one, they do sometimes with me. But also to say that it's fascinating for you to, here you are doing something that, like, they're showing me the energy of an Aquarian, okay? And I'm not saying that that's what you are, because I'm not doing astrology. But I'm seeing someone that whose mind has to be active.
Mm-hmm.
Is this correct?
Yep. Yes, very
okay.
much so.
Is that, yes? So,
yes.
What I feel that you do is you take on projects. I also feel that you'll be participating more in perhaps the funding or charity or something connected to that. But I feel that it's going to be, where's the library near you? There's a library near you?
Yes, in town.
Okay. You are someone who needs stimulation, mental stimulation. So
yes.
You'll be busy. Trust me on that one. Okay?
Okay.
And
okay.
I have to run because Bernadette the person who connected to Bernadette is calling me.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Sorry.
Thanks Sue.
So much. Good night.
You're welcome. Have fun on the boat.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, they're saying to take ginger ale. Oh, okay.
Okay. I don't know if the person in the chat room is on the phone. I think they're just in the chat room. Whatever the message is, they'll hear you.
It's hard for me to, I can't address, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I would need them on the phone. I can't talk to the chat room from here.
Okay,
Travis, if you can call us, she can go ahead and read and connect with Bernadette.
Is there a next caller?
Carol and,
yes.
Okay, great.
Who
is that?
Joe.
What you see.
Hello,
Joe.
Up how are
Lisa?
You?
For the future, like say the next 5 years, and she goes, oh,
Lisa,
wow.
You're there?
Well,
I hear that.
Lisa, you're there?
Yes.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. How are you?
Okay, Lisa, I'm doing okay. My question is, I called to ask you a question, but listening to your talk with the other people, I felt like you were getting some of my vibes, believe it or not, because you were talking about the policies, you were talking about certain insurance policies, you were talking about some like retirement, someone in the healthcare system, and that was all about me. I was thinking maybe she's getting some of my things.
Well, it's possible, but they did validate that they were looking at their policies.
Okay. Well, I was just.
Pretty common that people look at their policies, but they were just doing it right before they got on the phone.
Yeah.
So,
but, after
you know, it's interesting. It's like I just heard the woman who I spoke to about the 5 years. The power of, and I hope she's listening, is she was talking about, you know, she called and she said, what do you see for the next 5 years?
Right.
And what she really wanted to do was hear from a loved one. So, she has an amazing 5 years ahead of
right.
her, which is sometimes hard for us to wrap our heads around because we're so used to working hard and really struggling. And
right.
the idea of a peaceful existence for some of us, maybe you would agree or not agree, I don't know, is hard to wrap our heads around because we're so used to working in a certain way, which is really against the wind
and
against the flow. So the reason I'm saying that is I feel that you've had a difficult 3 to 4 years or let's say in flux. Is that correct?
Oh, my Lord, yes. Absolutely, yes.
Okay,
yes,
and that's
you're
going
so
to
right.
change. Thank you. I mean, thank them. Thank you. It's going to change for you.
Oh, okay. Is someone
and you're
coming
not
through?
I'm being told to tell you you're not alone, okay, in this struggle. You okay?
Yeah.
You're not alone.
Okay.
It's okay. And you have protection from the other side. And when you were young, you did not get the leg up that you needed. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, I don't understand that too well.
Okay,
I'll be more specific.
I'll be more. I feel as though when you were young, really, really young, I would say I call them the hormone years.
Right.
Something in that space was difficult for you. Were you moved around?
Well, we made a move from Europe to here.
Okay. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I'm not saying that you were abused. I'm not going there.
No,
I'm not saying
right.
that. But
okay. Okay.
That many of us just say, well, we moved from Europe to here. But you know, it's a move. Now, children,
yes.
when they move, have to leave their friends.
True.
They're uprooted, and so in that the hormone period, I call it.
Yes.
It was difficult for you. So the transition of that. Whatever it was, what occurred then traveled with you and undermined some of the confidence.
Right.
Now, I'm
okay.
going to say that it's nothing that's going to, it's not an affliction.
Right.
It's just something that occurred that we cleared up just now because you realized, was something. What?
Now I understand exactly what you're saying. Yes.
When you look back on something and you say, you know, because we're so used to sort of saying, oh, that didn't bother me, that didn't bother me, that didn't occur, that never happened. And there are thoughts that are so deeply embedded at a cellular level that when
right.
we finally look at it, we go, oh, that might have affected me. We don't have to stay there and say, oh, my God, that was, you know. No, it's just a thought, and then we release it. It's like cleaning out
right.
the closet.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So I feel that relationships will be better for you in the next, oh, gosh. Well, I feel you've made the shift already. It's just a question of getting, well, what is your question? I don't want to go on and on. We have lots of.
Yes, and I want to do this quick with you also. 4 years ago, like you said, I had a difficult 4 years. It's true. I lost my wife. And I just want to know how she's doing. And if she knows.
Who is Anna, please?
Anna is also someone that a friend of ours, of mine,
passed,
yes, 2 years
yes,
ago.
Yes, because Anna's here, and she said,
gosh.
Oh, she's fine. Now, who spoke loud?
Oh, my mother.
Oh, God, she's there, too. She said, oh, she's fine. And I'm speaking to Anna, and she's the loud woman, sorry. And who's Teresa?
Teresa is a friend of my
mom
is alive. My mom is alive. She's
No. But I'm hearing a woman who's passed who says she's your mother figure.
Teresa.
Is your mother? Okay, let's get the spirits in
yeah.
line. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anna spoke to me first, but then I heard a mother speak, say.
Probably my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law, the only person I could probably think.
But she has to be passed. I'm
yes,
sorry.
Yes, she passed, yes.
Okay, I mean, to qualify for this reading.
Yes, she passed.
So understand that on the other
wife.
Side, understand that if this is your wife that passed, now, did she have a loud voice? Because she's either that or she's talking up loud because Teresa's there.
Okay.
Anna's there. Do you understand?
Yes.
And so they're both speaking to me, and they're saying that, oh, she's fine. And that the person with a loud voice, though, that's really funny. this is important. Was your wife close to your mother? Because
yes.
I'm not. Let me just finish this. I'm trying to get, because there are so many people over there. I had no idea there would be so
gosh.
Many.
Yes.
What?
Yes, you, oh boy.
Okay, let me just read, okay? All right. I'm sorry. Let's just go with it. Okay, so Teresa is there, and she's speaking with an accent. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Just say yes or no. Don't give me any details. Don't let them provide the information. Teresa's there. Now, Anna was there when I initially opened up with. Do you understand this person?
Yes.
And who is that, please? Because she's saying, I'm connected to him.
Yes. She's a friend of ours, a very close friend years ago.
Okay.
She moved.
Okay,
and
no more mother. I'm sorry, no more other details.
Okay,
thank you. Okay. So, now, I believe a woman is saying, I'm not sure if it's your wife, but she has to identify. What is the November connection, please?
November is the only thing. My mom's birthday, who is living.
Right. So, remember I picked up the loud voice, and now it's November, so there's someone who is referencing her.
Okay.
So it's a male figure who is older, who is past.
My
and
father-in-law.
I feel it's remember that. Remember I told. Oh, I didn't. What I didn't tell you is there's
Lisa,
no distinction between. What?
What I want to tell you is that my wife, my father-in-law, and my mother-in-law all passed away within 3 years. I think that would help you.
No, I don't need any help. I'm just trying to give you...
Yes,
you're so sweet, but I'm just trying to give you...
yes, I
In other words, I think you're shocked because I got the names. Do you understand what I'm saying? So right now your brain is sort of separating.
Yes.
But I need you to sort of just write down, okay? Okay. So who's Maria? Or Mary? Mary.
That's my wife's grandmother.
Okay. So what you keep saying is... I'm telling you who's over there speaking to me, and I just want you to know that all these people are watching you and they are helping you, okay? I don't exactly feel your wife right now, but doesn't mean she's not around you.
Okay.
But someone just said, did you water the plants or the garden? Do you have something that needs to be watered?
No, not really.
Or something about watering plants.
I have a garden in the back. I do have a pool in the back.
Who is talking about planting, putting plants in, watering and plants and putting plants in water?
Oh, that's my father-in-law.
Do you see what I'm saying? He keeps interrupting me.
Yes, he always did that every year.
Okay. He's a great guy, but he keeps getting in the way. I'm sorry, but he is here for you. So he said, I've got her. I met her. Do you understand?
Yes.
He's holding her hand. Okay? Now, but she's not coming in clear enough, and I think maybe because you keep saying, I want her name.
Yes.
Do you know, esposa, what does that mean?
Say again?
Wife? Why is someone speaking, I don't know what language, is that Spanish, esposa?
It's Italian, probably.
It's Spanish, esposa.
Yeah, it's Spanish also, but it's Italian, esposa.
Okay. Is that what you are? I don't know why I heard that suddenly.
Because I'm...
I think esposa means a spouse.
It means spouse. Wife means wife, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But I'm trying to figure out who said that and why they, you know, but let's not allow that in.
Okay.
Now I got it. Someone's going, who had Alzheimer's, please?
Oh, my father-in-law.
Okay, he's crap. Boy, I'll tell you something. He's coming in like gangbusters, right, girls?
Oh, my gosh. boy.
And he's saying, I've got her. I don't know why she's speaking. She said, I come to you in dreams. She said, I'll come to you in dreams, and I came to you in dreams. Not the bad ones, she said, the good ones. Where's your connection to England?
Oh, my mother-in-law was half English and half German.
Your mother-in-law connected to the father-in-law that's dominating this reading?
Yeah.
God bless him, right?
Well, that's the only person that I could relate that to.
Well, it's the only one that's been speaking that much.
Oh, boy.
But you know what's wonderful about this is that...
Mm-hmm.
Who's Kathy?
That's my wife.
What?
Occasionally
I get shocked too. I thought she was leaving and then she came back. I saw her walk by and she said, Kathy.
That's my wife, Kathy.
She said, I love you. Now you believe her. She said, if she said I love you before, she said you wouldn't believe me. And she's, oh. So.
Oh, Lisa. Oh, boy.
She is around you. Now, the reason it was your grandfather, your father-in-law that was giving her the strength, not the strength, but he kind of has that personality where he's a little bit, you know, he wanted to, not overbearing, but he is, wanted to let his presence known, put it that
mm-hmm.
way. He's actually very nice, but
yes.
He's holding her hand and he said, she said, don't come here now. Do you understand that? Don't come here now.
Okay.
Have a good life. Have another, and we'll still be together. Don't feel guilt. Do you understand what I'm saying? She wants
yes,
you to have another relationship. She wants you to have this relationship. I don't know whether you are dating or you're considering, but she's encouraging it. She's giving you a green light. She said, I'm with the father-in-law. I just got a chill down my arm. This is unbelievable. She's saying, be happy. Time is short. And the guilt, she said, what are you feeling guilt for? I'm in the sun, she said. Now, what was that? That's interesting, because she said, and the reason sometimes I speak Kathy is because I'm listening to them directly.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to repeat, like they use me to give the message. Where's the October birthday, please, or passing,
yes, my son Joey, yes.
That's his birthday?
Yes.
Okay. She's acknowledging him. She wants you to have a happy life. She said, thank you for being there. Don't worry. You're very hard on yourself. She looked at me. She threw up her arm. She said, yes. Now, no, you weren't perfect, but nobody is. We're here to learn. Do you feel that you could have been... She said, you have too much guilt. Too much guilt.
Oh.
And she said,
yes.
You have not my permission. She said, you have my love. And she said, go and meet. Everything is forgiven. Everything I did, everything you did. Do you understand? Doesn't
yes.
mean you had, I'm not saying you had a rotten marriage. That's not what
no,
she's
no,
saying.
No, not at all, not at
she
all.
She you had a great marriage. But what we tend to do is when we lose someone, we beat ourselves up. I should have done this. I could have done that. I would have,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying?
True.
I could have saved her. No, you couldn't have. It was impossible. Why is she pointing to her throat? Oh, it's not her. She said, someone in there. Oh, maybe it's my throat. I'm getting hoarse. She apologized. She said, I'm sorry for making you work so hard. I said, oh, it's a pleasure. She said to me, I'm glad you didn't keep all of my things. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
My clothes.
Yes.
It's not healthy, she said.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy.
So we're clearing up a lot of guilt here, a lot
oh
of...
Oh, my God.
But you know what? It doesn't mean that you're not going to feel sad. You know, it doesn't... Like, my job is not to make, you know, every... You know, oh, it's okay and we won't ever think about it. No. Grief doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. We'll always... There are moments still that I feel that I miss someone I lost 12 years ago. I mean...
Yeah.
And they like it once in a while, you know, because, you know, and sometimes I want to tell everybody still listening,
yeah.
especially now in 2013, we all thought the world was coming to an end. It's about a paradigm shift. It's about our belief, recognizing who we are, discovering who we really are. And
yes.
when dawn in our truest nature, which is spirit. We're in our purest form, we're spirit, we're energy,
mm-hmm.
we're pure love.
Right.
But we've covered it up with so much stuff, I call it stuff. And when Dawn was talking about, oh, we're so conditioned to looking at the, you know, the proof, the need for proof, we're about to see a whole different world.
Mm-hmm.
But the world that really exists, and it's beautiful. Mm. It's filled with love, and someone's playing a game in the background, and that's not psychic. It's because I hear the bring, bring.
Yeah, if people, you know, there's some people listening to your conversation, Nate, they're texting me, believe it or not. They can't believe it.
Really?
Yes. They can't believe it because they could relate exactly to what you're saying. They knew my wife. Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of these things well, that's great. A lot of these things on Facebook, I have Lisa K. Psychic Medium. If you put that in the search bar, I with the exception of this radio show and an occasional seminar that I have been mini blogging and trying to help people
I want you to know I've been trying to do something like this for the past 4 years since she passed, and I never had the courage to speak to someone like you.
And you
really helped a lot.
I'm glad. You still
Thank
have
you
that
so
old
much.
Car? What is that old car?
No, I don't.
Or who said the grandfather speaking again? About
oh,
an
yes,
old
I
car.
Do. I do, yes. Oh, my gosh, that's his van. I still have it. Oh, my
the
Lord.
Grandfather. Isn't
yes.
that amazing?
Oh,
you know
my
what's
God.
Amazing? Like, well, the reason why I went, what, before when she said her name is because I saw her walk away, and then I heard her name. So I'm always in awe. That helped me, if this can help anybody listening, in my process, because being humble and knowing where it's coming from is so important. It doesn't mean that I don't appreciate when someone says, thank you. Oh, gosh, I love it. Because it validates. But I know that it's them. So it's like, I'm always in awe. And in being in awe is like, that's the discovery. You discover so much. And to them, that's like saying, oh, I hear you. When you stay in that place of awe, they will give you more. Stay in gratitude, they will give you more. And I have to stop because my voice is
growing. Lisa, so thank you so much.
Yeah, we've only got 3 minutes left to the
All
show,
right.
so we've
thank
got to...
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad I made it. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Oh, you're welcome.
And all of you, thank you so much.
Thank
really
you.
Help.
Thank you, Jay. Have a
God
good life.
You.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Yes, blessings.
Bye-bye.
Many blessings in your life. Bye-bye.
Right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Lisa, thank you so much for spending all this extra time with us.
Oh,
there's so many callers we didn't
get
to, but, you know, we'd love to do it again one day when you have time.
Okay.
And,
well, get well, quick.
I'm trying.
I know.
But anybody that's on Twitter can follow Lisa at NY Medium. It stands for New York Medium. Also go to her website for her events or to read up on her or to get in touch with her for a personal reading. Lisa K, just the letter K, medium.com. And also on Facebook, you can find her on there. Now, do you have your full last name? I don't have my page in front of me.
Yes,
is it Lisa K?
Lisa Kay, Psychic Medium.
On Facebook.
And I'm on Pinterest. No, I'm just
and
kidding.
And Pinterest, yeah.
That's silly. I just took that up. It's not silly. I'm having a... I'm telling you, I need a Pinterest intervention.
You're funny.
So thank you. I do. Listen, I'm human, too.
I know. Well, thank you.
I have all your
you.
Answers, not mine. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, everybody. I don't have all the answers.
You're
I'm
so
still
funny.
A work in progress.
We
Have
all are,
night.
And I think we are, and even when the day we die, we are. We just move on to a different type of life after that.
Absolutely.
So, all
Thank
right,
you,
well,
ladies.
We got to go so we don't get cut off, and
okay,
everybody
goodbye. Good night. Thank you.
Can listen, and you take care, Lisa. Thank you, and
Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
You too. And
all
I
right,
hope that I tune into your website.
Yeah, thank you.
What's your website?
It's take2radio.com. And
Very
the
good.
Number,
Thank
the
you
number
so much.
Two.
Like the letter K. The number,
yeah,
take
exactly.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye, Lisa.
Thank
Bye.
You, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good night.
Tonight's show has been brought to you by... One taste of Main Street Cake Shop, baked from scratch, custom-made cakes and cupcakes, and you'll be hooked. Every cake is made to order with only the finest and freshest ingredients. This is no ordinary bakery. Cakes are never pre-made. Main Street Cake Shop...